This video is part of a collection of videos called Your First 40 Days in the Wilderness. It is a series of short daily devotionals designed to encourage and edify the new Christian. Our next couple of lessons will focus on a sixth key principle of the Bible, and that is God is sovereign. There are many things we simply do not know about God. Everything we do know comes directly from what He has chosen to reveal to us in His holy word. And when Jesus came to earth, He brought light to many aspects of the nature of God, helping us to know and understand Him better. But even then, man is still rather perplexed about the true nature of Yahweh. Perhaps the most difficult thing to comprehend is that God is one being, as it says in Mark 12:29, while at the same time He is three beings, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it says in John 10:30 and 1 John 5:7. And that's not easy to get our minds around. So how are we to understand this? Well, let's start by first considering what Genesis 1:26 says. It says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." The "us" and "our image" words are suggestive of an intimate plurality of which God consists. It stands in perfect harmony with other scriptures, such as Matthew 3:16-17, where we see the three persons presented together at Jesus' baptism. The Father is seen in the voice above in verse 17, and the Son had just risen up out of the waters of baptism, and the Spirit says it descended like a dove and alighted upon Jesus. Now, another revealing teaching, which comes directly from Jesus, is when He stated, "I and my Father are one," in John 10:30. And again, this harmonizes perfectly with John 1:1, which reveals that the Word, that is Jesus Christ, was not only there with God at the creation, but that He is God. These, along with other verses, such as John 15:26, Acts 10:38, and 2 Corinthians 13:14, and 1 Peter 1:2, speak about the three persons separately while being one, which makes God unique. Yet over the centuries, man has conjured up various philosophies and theories in an effort to try to explain God's nature. And these have taken on names such as Arianism and modalism, and the most popular being Trinitarianism. And this is where we get our word Trinity, which was formed by joining together the words three, that is tri, and unity. The concept of the Trinity is generally understood that God is three persons who all share one essence. But sadly, this theory has added only more confusion to the religious world and still doesn't completely explain the full nature of the Godhead. For example, such a doctrine has led people to blend the three together so much so that they no longer mark a difference between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And as a result, many people now pray to the Trinity instead of addressing the Father as the one to whom we should pray, with Jesus being our mediator, according to John 15:16 and 1 Timothy 2:5. It has also led to other extremes where people overemphasize the individuality of the three. To some, the doctrine of the Trinity creates a sharp distinction between the three persons of the Godhead, and essentially creating a form of polytheism consisting of three separate gods that function completely apart from the others. So as a result, some are teaching that one should only be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and not in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, as is commanded in Matthew 28:18-19. There are also some who believe that we should pray directly to Jesus, although He never taught His disciples to do so, and even stated that in that day you will ask me nothing in John 16:23-26. All of these are examples that are emphasized and emphasize the fact that we must be careful with theories that are presented by men. It's better just to allow the Bible to depict God's nature and the Godhead than trying to add to or take away from what it says. So the bottom line is this: we simply do not know everything there is to know about God and probably never will. What we do know is found in the Bible, so we should be careful about how we describe Him. Scripture describes distinct and subtle nuances between the one and the three characteristics of His nature. May we never deny the three distinct beings who make up the Godhead as seen throughout the Scriptures. Let us also never deny that the Lord our God is one, and we are called to love and obey Him. He is sovereign.